Hello, and welcome back to The Power of Now, a guide to spiritual enlightenment with Gilda and Barbara. Today, we're doing a book study on A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose, written by Eckhart Tolle, and we hope you have your copy so that you can follow along. Today, we are on Chapter 3, Section 7, The Core of Ego. The ego is not personal. My name is Barbara Wainwright, and I'm here with Gilda C. Monet. Welcome, Gilda.
Thank you. The ego is not personal. On a collective level, the mindset, we are right and they are wrong, is particularly deeply entrenched in those parts of the world where conflict between two nations, races, tribes, religions, or ideologies is long-standing, extreme, and endemic. Both sides of the conflict are equally identified with their own perspective, their own story. That is to say, identified with thought. Both are equally incapable of seeing that another perspective, another story, may exist and also be valid. Israeli writer Y. Halevi speaks of the possibility of accommodating a competing narrative. But in many parts of the world, people are not yet able or willing to do that. Both sides believe themselves to be in possession of the truth. Both regard themselves as victims and the other as evil. And because they have conceptualized and thereby dehumanized the other as the enemy, they can kill and inflict all kinds of violence on the other, even on children, without feeling their humanity and suffering. They become trapped in an insane spiral of perpetration and retribution. Action and reaction.
Here it becomes obvious that the human ego and its collective aspect as us against them is even more insane than the me, the individual ego. Although the mechanism is the same, by far the greater part of violence that humans have inflicted on each other is not the work of criminals or the mentally deranged, but of the normal, respectable citizens in the service of the collective ego. One can go so far as to say that on this planet, normal equals insane. What is it that lies at the root of this insanity? Complete identification with thought and emotion, that is to say, ego. And it's so interesting how this happens, and it is a collective thing. I noticed when I was working in corporate America that different departments within the same company would have that us versus them mentality, meaning that one department would say, your department's not as good as our department, or your department has problems and our department is better. And so there'd be this competition between departments, which was ridiculous because we were all on the same team working for the same company, if you will. So this kind of us versus them, it just doesn't make sense to me. First of all, it's not logical. But then, secondly, it's like Eckhart says, it's normal, respectable citizens in service of the collective ego are insane.
Greed, selfishness, exploitation, cruelty, and violence are still all pervasive on this planet. When you don't recognize them as individual and collective manifestations of an underlying dysfunction or mental illness, you fall into the error of personalizing them. You construct a conceptual identity for an individual or group, and you say, "This is who he is. This is who they are." When you confuse the ego that you perceive in others with their identity, it is the work of your own ego that uses this misperception to strengthen itself through being right and therefore superior. And through reacting with condemnation, indignation, and often anger against the perceived enemy. All this is enormously satisfying to the ego. It strengthens the sense of separation between yourself and the other, whose otherness has become magnified to such an extent that you can no longer feel your common humanity, nor the rootedness in the one life that you share with each human being, your common divinity.
I think when we take a step back and look at the big picture, we're all human beings living on the same planet. And if one were to be cut, we all bleed red blood. It just seems so insane to look at another person with contempt because we are all connected. I just don't understand animosity or contempt against another person. And maybe it's a lack of compassion that causes that. Although what Eckhart's saying here is it's the egoic mind that creates that division. And it could be a collective thinking that creates division, or it could be our individual ego. The particular egoic patterns that you react to most strongly in others and misperceive as their identity tend to be the same patterns that are also in you, but that you are unable or unwilling to detect within yourself. In that sense, you have much to learn from your enemies. What is it in them that you find most upsetting, most disturbing? Their selfishness, their greed, their need for power and control, their insincerity, dishonesty, propensity to violence, or whatever it may be. Anything that you resent and strongly react to in another is also in you, but it is no more than a form of ego, and as such, it is completely impersonal. It has nothing to do with who that person is, nor has it anything to do with who you are. Only if you mistake it for who you are can observing it within you be threatening to your own sense of self. I've heard it said by other spiritual teachers that what we dislike in others is a reflection of ourselves. And Eckhart's saying the same thing here, that what we see in others that we dislike is also within us. And that's a hard pill to swallow, wouldn't you say, Gilda?
It is definitely a hard pill to swallow.
It's like, wait a minute. It's the same as when I read The Nature of Your Personal Reality by written by Jane Roberts, but Seth was the personality that she channeled in that book. And he said, your thoughts create your reality. But it goes further than that, in that you choose the clan or the group of people that you incarnate with. In other words, you're responsible for every aspect of your life, including the choice that you made to come through your parents. It's like, what? I chose my parents? That was a really hard pill for me to swallow too. I believe there's truth in it. If I take a minute and do some deep contemplation, then I recognize that yes, everything that I have experienced, I chose it. And I chose to have these experiences so that I could learn from them, so that I could develop and become compassionate for what others might be going through in this lifetime, for their choices that they made to experience it, so that they could also accept responsibility for where they are and what they're going through and acknowledge it, accept it, and get to peace with it.
I love that. And I find for myself, whenever I catch myself disliking someone else's behavior, like instead of, taking it out on that person, I try to self-reflect and look at maybe some of the things that I'm doing to see if maybe I'm actually just really unhappy with some of my behaviors. And that's why, like, I'm upset by that person's behavior. So, like, instead of blaming them and being like, oh, like, they're so horrible. They, did all this, rude stuff. Like, I take that time to kind of look at myself and see, like, are there times that you've, been rude like that? Like, are there times that you've displayed that type of behavior? And then I try to learn from that so I don't hold like a grudge or resentment towards that person. Because it's like he says, like, a lot of it is really coming from you and how you're feeling and reacting to people.
Yeah.
Instead of like condemning people, I try to look at behaviors that I display that could be similar.
Right. I think that's evolved. I believe that people who are evolved do self-reflection, and people who are not so evolved are still in the blame game.
Right.
Right. And it's like, there's a saying, it takes two to tango. Well, if you're evolved, you don't tango.
Yeah.
People can try and get you going, but if you're evolved, you just go, okay, all right, I see you.
It's so true, especially when you do see them. It's like, oh, okay, I see what you're doing there.
Right. I see what you're doing there. I'm not gonna play.
Exactly. Like my friend Danielle always says, I choose not to participate.
And there you go. That's a good one. I choose not to participate in your drama.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense. It's interesting that he's saying the ego is not personal. I believe that's meaning that there's a collective ego as well as the individual ego. And we need to be conscious and aware of that and stay in our own lane, if you will.
Love that.
Yeah. All right, everyone. We'll see you next week. I hope you have a great week. Bye now.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast and you'd like to go deeper into a spiritual conversation, you can join our Facebook group, The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment with Gilda and Barbara. Or you can contribute by going to wainwrightglobal.com/go/support.